listener production.
Hi, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Victoria's public nurses and midwives have voted in favour of industrial action. Bans in Stage 1 to begin next week won't impact patients if Spring Street doesn't agree to a better pay deal within the next fortnight. Up to a quarter of hospital beds will close and one in four planned surgeries will be cancelled. Federation Council is weighing up a 17% rate rise in its 2024-25 budget. The big jump was approved by the New South Wales Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal. Council is looking to reapply to IPART for approval to push ahead with a cumulative 80% rates increase through to 2027. If you light it, you own it. That's the message from the CFA following a rise in burn-offs getting out of control in regional Victoria. Despite the state's fire danger period officially coming to an end today, Deputy Chief Officer Gary Cook says there are still precautions we need to take.
Firstly, make sure that you've got the area where the fire's burning contained, a break around it, whatever it might be. And where possible, keep with that fire, stay in attendance all times while it's burning, or ensure that you've got the ability to put it out before you leave.
And Westpac says it's holding off on closing any more of its regional branches, including those around the border, through to at least 2027. It comes as the Senate inquiry into bank closures in regional Australia begins to wind down, with the latest public hearing held just last month. O&M Footy Interleague coach Damien Sexton says it's an exciting time as the Interleague squad is revealed ahead of the clash with the Goulburn Valley. All 10 clubs have nominated players for this year's game as the league looks to defend their strong record over at Deakin Reserve. Damien says they've learned a lot from their previous clashes.
The lessons are simple. GV are very good. And last year we were fortunate when the siren went at the end that we were in front. Could have been easily the other way, you know, so we give them full and the utmost respect. And this year, obviously, we're going to their ground. And
training for the Interleague squads begins this time next week.